Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Health Trustee resigns. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Campbell County Health Board Trustee Christina Leslie submitted her resignation from the board last week. According to the press release from CCH Board Chairman Alan Stuber, he accepted her resignation on Friday, stating, "It was a great pleasure to work with Ms. Leslie, and we thank her for all her contributions to quality and safety, board scholarship, and the Community Behavioral Health Steering Committee. Her knowledge and experience in the behavioral health clinical setting will be irreplaceable." The Board of Trustees will conduct interviews in a public session to select a new board member to finish the term, which will end in 2024. Applications are currently available, and the submission deadline is February 10th at 5 p.m. Stuber said if more than five applications are received, the board will hold a special meeting to review them on February 13th. If less than five are received, there will be no special meeting, just the selection meeting on February 15th. You can find the application on the Campbell County Health website at cchwyo.org, or they can be picked up at the administration office at the Campbell County Memorial Hospital. No official reason was given for the resignation of Leslie. Gillette police officers attempted to make a traffic stop at 1 a.m. on Friday morning on a blue Chevy near 12th Street and Elon Avenue. The vehicle eluded officers and drove away at a high rate of speed. The vehicle went north on Elon Avenue and turned into the alley by Church Avenue and parked diagonally, according to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. Officers located the Chevy in the alley and saw the passenger side door was open and no driver was found. They observed tracks in the snow heading to Elon Avenue, where they located a pill container with around half a gram of suspected methamphetamine. Wasson said they tracked the suspect to an apartment where they talked to a 25-year-old woman. While they questioned her, a man was seen on the balcony of the same apartment. Officers asked to enter the residence where they located the man who had been driving the Chevy, hiding on the balcony. The 36-year-old man admitted he had run from the vehicle and the meth had been in his possession. A canine sniff indicated on the Chevy, and officers searched it and found half a gram of marijuana and methamphetamine paraphernalia. A Sig Sauer 9mm handgun was found in the trash can in the apartment, which the 36-year-old had attempted to dispose of. He was arrested for possession of a controlled substance marijuana and possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine. An investigation into whether or not he is qualified to possess a firearm is ongoing. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.